Appreciate you having me. I understand my role here. It's kind of like a band. I'm the warm-up, and I understand that. You had Terry before me, and if you have warm-up bands, normally you have three. You get a pretty good one to get you started, and then you have a real good one right before you go into the main acts, and then you have someone you kind of throw in there in between. So I'm kind of thrown in here in between. I understand that. But if you don't get anything else out of the talk, it's how I have on the title, and it's one word in that title. And that's changing how do I profit from improved reproduction to how we profit from improved reproduction. Because I think that's the key. Because as working together and working with a group of producers at the Central Virginia Cattlemen's Association, working with producers as a county agent, being a producer myself, I see the importance of we. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's marketing your cattle, whether it's genetics, whether it's reproduction, if you work together, you're going to be more efficient. And being more efficient, you're going to make more money. So if you don't get anything else out of the talk, I hope you get that out of. I'm going to be not only talking about what we've done with the Central Virginia Cattlemen's Association, but also providing some information from the Buckingham Cattlemen's Association also in the program they do. There's some similarities in our programs, and there's some differences in our program, and I'll kind of point that out. I'm also, as we go through the talk here, I'm going to talk about a couple things that didn't work as well. And sometimes you learn as much from things that don't work as well as things that do work. Both of these groups are really big in offering educational programs. We work with Virginia Tech. We have boards that meet monthly, and we plan at least quarterly programs. We also plan field days. We also plan short courses, workshops, and so forth, and that's a key part of the whole programs in these two Cattlemen's Association are the educational programs. Again, we work with Virginia Tech. We also work together to find answers to common problems, and later today and tomorrow, particularly when John gets up and he'll talk about some of the problems we had last year, but last year we noticed that we were having more DOA calves, we were having more small calves, we were having late-term abortions after pregnancy check, and we got together, we worked with Virginia Tech, and we tried to pull some information together from the farming operation to try to come up with some answers. And like every problem, you know, it'd be nice if it was one thing you could point to and let's change that and that'll make it better. And it's like many problems, it's multifaceted. There are several things that go into it. And on several operations, there were a couple different key facets. But in the long run, I think we found some things that would help improve and reduce that. And we haven't seen that problem this year, but I think a lot of it was due to weather changes, too. Both groups have an active service and supply program. And that's just a program where they're purchasing some things together. They're not co-ops. Anything that they purchase together goes towards either marketing of cattle or reproduction of cattle, genetics of cattle. It doesn't go beyond that. The Buckingham Group, and I'll talk about that, has an active artificial insemination program. CVCA has commingled heifers at one location in the heifer development program in the past, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. And the main emphasis of both groups is marketing of the cattle. And that's another point. I started with we, but if you really want to improve, you have to market what you have. If you don't market it, you're not going to receive the additional benefits from having that improved value of that animal if you can't go out there and market it. And both groups do a very good job of doing that. Start off talking about the artificial insemination program through Buckingham. It encourages the use of similar sires, the same sires, and market uniquely uniform set for feeder calves and replacement heifers. How does it work? One, they put out for bid, except from AI companies, a discounted rate on semen and arm service due to bulk ordering for those producers. The board of directors researches the bulls, their EPDs and pedigrees, and finds the best fit for their herds. So they'll come up with a couple bulls. They'll put it out for bid. I believe the bulls they've been using recently are with ABS. I believe one's Final Product, and the one is Hoover's Dam for heifers. The board of directors will decide what bulls will be used in the programs, and then the producer will use them. They also go out and find sons of those bulls for cleanup bulls on those same farms. Two main bulls are chosen. Again, the bull that's chosen is the herd bull. Also has an EPD low enough that it can be used on heifers, and then they have a heifer bull also. AI companies work to set up synchronization programs for timed AI. They're using CETA programs, using different lengths as far as 14-day, 7-day, or 5-day based on producer performance. They will centrally schedule the companies to come in to do the AI work and to do the synchronization on those farms. Again, cleanup bulls from those AI sires are used, and some AI sires are used for multiple years. Then they'll go through and select some new bulls to use in the next round. Some of the results they've had from the program, and this is the Buckingham program, I'm kind of sharing their information. They've had approximately 20 producers that continuously to participate in the program. They've purchased over 1,700 units of semen over the past couple years. A quality uniform set of calves is produced each year with genetic advantage, growth, efficiency, carcass quality, and so forth. And if you look at that picture and look how uniform those calves are, I think that's a good example of what they're producing. They're marketed in tractor trailer load lots as half siblings or similar. Some of their trailer load lots will be, of course, from one operation. And then many times they will be maybe two, three, or four farms that go together that they're commingled for a trailer load. So that helps the producer who cannot make the trailer loads themselves because they're not large enough. Replacement heifers are marketed as AI sired, half siblings, and bred back to the same newly chosen AI heifer bulls. They also have a very successful bred heifer sale each year that producers can go and buy some of these bred heifers. And feeder calves and replacement heifers sell for a premium over the market price, and I will share some of those premiums that we've had with Central Virginia Cattlemen's Association, and they've had very similar premiums with the Buckingham Group. The CVCA heifer development program that we had was a little bit different than theirs. We had 880 heifers from 16 producers that were commingled on one farm. Their program was they were going to individual farms and breeding animals. We commingled them to one farm between 2000 and 2006. And I'll get to one of the challenges that we ran into with this program. Fall-born heifers are commingled in September. They were bred AI around Thanksgiving. Spring-born heifers were commingled 45 to 60 days before breeding. we bring them in. Then we go through. We take track scores, pelvic measurements. Anything that needs to be culled out at that point would be culled out and either sent to the market or sent back to the producer. All heifers were bred AI, then exposed to cleanup bulls that were sons of the AI bull that we were using. We would come back, ultrasound for pregnancy, fetal sex the calves, as many as we could. At that point, producers could take back their heifers to their farming operations or sell them with the group. To be honest, when we first started this program, I thought we were going to have a lot of smaller producers take advantage of this program and take the heifers back to their operation so they wouldn't have to have a heifer bull on their operation. We didn't find that the case. We just about all the producers took those heifers and put them in for sale and market them together. To be able to sell them, they had to be Virginia Premium Assured. They had to pass an evaluation grading committee. Consisted of a local extension agent and two producers. And then heifers passed in this program were certified Virginia Premium Assured. They were tagged. They had a CVCA freeze brand for a marketing part of it, and we sold them. Over that period of time, we sold 570 bred heifers. With the Virginia Beef Improvement Association bull sales that were held mainly in April, we did sell one group in December. At the bull sale, most of them were fall bred heifers, fall calving heifers that were bred and sold. We sold them in groups of 2 to 6 in the sale. We also sold directly off the farm in groups of 5 to 20. EPD requirements for heifers and sires met the Virginia Premium Assured standards also. If you notice in the beginning, I said we did this up until 2006 and stopped. What are some of the reasons why we stopped, or what some of the challenges that we ran into? One, as we went on, the feed cost, as you know, increased dramatically over that period of time. Also, the price of heifers during that period of time, of course, price of bred heifers is pretty good right now, but we went through some times where bred heifers didn't have as much of a value compared to the feed cost, so it made the program a little tough. The other thing we ran into, we were disappointed with our AI conception rates, to be quite honest. Average AI rate over the 7 years with 11 groups was 42%, with a range of 30 to 49%. We did have overall conception rate of 90% in 60 days, which wasn't too bad, but the AI conception rate was a little low. The other thing that we ran into is that just like we've seen with BCI and the commingling of bulls and selling, some of the larger producers started to have their own sales, and some of our larger producers started commingling heifers and marketing them themselves. And we have two or three producers up our way that are selling 100 or 200 bred heifers at the time. So they kind of, in some ways, have taken over the market in our area. But the commingling of heifers was part of the problem that we believe we ran into these lower AI conception rates. With both groups, it's key. They're focused around marketing programs and the follow-up in their marketing programs. CVCA runs 4 or 5 sales a year. We sell approximately 4,000 head or feeder cattle each year. Our primary sale is in August. Cattle are sold on the board in low lots, directly off the farm, and we also commingle from some of the smaller producers in the barn. They're sold grade, sex, type, and weight, and grouped together in packages. In the August is when we have our bigger sale that I'll show you some numbers from. We have a field day at that sale. We also have a tour the day before where we invite producers to come down. We'll take them around to see the lot lots on the farm. We'll put them up overnight at Graves Mountain Lodge, and then they'll go to the field day and sale the next day. When we first started this, we had some grant funds. We actually paid for a couple buses that came out of Pennsylvania the first year, and then for the next 3 or 4 years we paid for a bus to come out of Pennsylvania and actually brought the producers down. Now what we do is invite them to come down, and a number of them come down, and we'll put them up overnight, and then they'll go to the sale the next day. Both the Buckingham Cattlemen's Association and CVCA follow up. We visit with the buyers. We keep in contact with those buyers. We follow up. We call them. We go out to their places if we can. Obviously, the cattle that go west in some years. We have a lot of cattle go west. This year, we had a third of our cattle went west. A little over a third of our cattle went west. The rest of them went up to Pennsylvania. The 2 years before that, due to different reasons, the majority, 90% plus of the cattle went to Pennsylvania. You go back before that, and a lot of them went out west, so that kind of varies. But we try to follow up with them as much as possible. This is just some of the pictures of the field day that we have, that they come down, and as you can see, a number of Mennonite feeders up in Pennsylvania. It's kind of a niche market. It's a market where they have a tough time handling calves, balling calves, because of the respiratory problems they have, so they like how we package them. They have very, very few health problems with the cattle when we ship them up there, whether it's Buckingham or the Central Virginia group. Also, at the field day, we'll have a trade show set up for local producers to come to, and we'll have an educational program with it, and then we'll have the sale at 10:30, is what we do in the morning. As far as prices, this is a snapshot of the sale that we had in August. If you look at these prices, you know, today they're not as much of extreme as it was if you go back in early August. In early August, these 2,125 calves we sold averaged $18 over the state-graded weekly sale average for that week. You can see the 6 weights average, 166 the steers, the 7 weights, 162, 8 weights almost 150, and then you can see the heifers. So what does it boil down to? To receive additional profit, producers need to work together, is going back to the original venue that I started with. If you have a value-added product, you need to market that value-added product. And if you work together, and if you look at our average producer in Virginia is around 35 head of cattle, they have to market it in tractor and trailer load lots. So working together is a key part of that. Developing educational programs to meet the needs of those producers is key. Purchasing products to increase uniformity, going back to the service and supply, a lot of that is to increase the uniformity, whether it's the pharmaceuticals, so everyone's using the same pharmaceuticals, whether it's a semen through the genetics and what the Buckingham Group is doing, and having similar genetics by marketing them, whether it's equipment and working equipment and so forth. All of that, by purchasing together and having similarity, increases uniformity of the product that you're selling. And then marketing that value-added product is key. Again, if you do the other steps and you don't follow through and market it, you're not going to reap the benefits of it. And that's pretty much it.